Good afternoon. It's May 13th, 2023. Ward Green with you. The time is 15:42 hours Eastern Daylight Time. This is a song from Al Stewart from 1976. It's called Year of the Cat.
And you've thrown away your choice of lobster tickets so you have to stay on. But the drumbeat strains of the night remain, and the rhythm of the newborn day. You know, sometime you're bound to leave her, but for now you're gonna stay. In the year of the cat.
Okay, so that was from 1976. That was a year when I was, in the fall of that year, I was in second year of engineering physics at Queen's University, staying in room 329, I believe, in Brockington Hall, a male residence, all male. So the redundancy of Manetho is clear. Now we can go into all this stuff. I don't think we need to really read all this today because it's too much technical stuff. But if you're interested, read it. It's chapter 9, paragraph 2. I just think it's very detailed. You know, there are a lot of little details here. But it explains what some of the problems are in the different dynasties of Manetho and how we might account for those problems. So I'll try to summarize what's being said here. But the names given here are the names that are found in Manetho in the different versions. And one of the versions of Manetho is the version by Africanus. And there's another version by Eusebius, and they differ from each other. So even Manetho is conflicted. But interestingly, before we do today's proverb, if we look back here, maybe we can find 1 Corinthians 2 again. Chapter 2 of 1 Corinthians, verse 15 says, "The spiritual man examines all things," in verse 15. So, if we're spiritual, we will want to examine that chapter, as it indicates there. The spiritual man examines all things. Of course, the spiritual man, that's not to say that the spiritual man is obligated to examine anything at any particular time, or that the spiritual man is not free. Of course, the spiritual man is still free, has free will, but he's capable of examining all things. That's the point. So if we're spiritual, we certainly can examine all of this. I remember writing this. It was a very unpleasant thing to have to write because it's so corrupt. Manetho is so corrupt. But there are very strange things happening in Manetho. For example, the the eighth king of Dynasty II. Interestingly, seems to be the same as the king from Dynasty XII. A very strange example of corruption in Manetho. Apparently, corruption. The importance, and well, that's why we need dates that are astronomically dated, as implied by Genesis 1 and 14, that we use the luminaries in the heavens to guide our chronology and our evaluation of times and seasons. Yeah, there's really not much in this chapter that's essential to our study. So in the interest of brevity, read that chapter whenever you feel like you want to, like you're interested, if you're interested, because I'm not going to read it today. Proverbs 15 and 15. Today's proverb, little children, all the days of the afflicted one are bad, but the one that is good at heart has a feast constantly. So my watch is no longer working, really. I've tried many different times to wind it, and I've had it running. It runs so well. When it runs incredibly accurately, extremely accurately, but it doesn't run often enough. So Rolly is history, using the Seagull ST-16 movement. So that means the Seagull ST-16 movement is in question, but it's a brand new movement. Or this watch was brand new anyway. A brand new product on the market. So now I've ordered another brand new product, but it's using a Japanese movement, which does a similar thing, but it doesn't have it has the same feature that I love, and that was very hard to find, too. But I searched many times through the same store and finally found it. And it's from a German manufacturer with a Japanese movement that has a day across the top, day of the week, and it doesn't have a cyclops. That's the main difference in the design of the dial. It's not actually the only difference. The indices are very different too. It's got Arabic small indices, or the numerals. It's a white dial. It's got a lot of differences. We'll see what happens. And it costs a lot more too. But it's using an automatic movement still. I could have bought some quartz movements, but I just don't look forward to that. But maybe, I mean, to changing the battery, and the idea that they need to have the battery changed, which is... it's okay, but I'd have to keep batteries in stock, is what the problem is. And I have to buy one that had a battery that I'm already using, so I wouldn't have to keep on adding more different batteries to my stock. Anyway, all the days of the afflicted one are bad, but this is the important conclusion of that proverb. The one that is good at heart has a feast constantly. In other words, keep on having a feast. Keep on having a feast. A spiritual feast, if nothing else. If you can't have a physical feast, obviously we can't eat all the time. But a spiritual feast, in other words. And sometimes it's very hard work. I worked all morning from when I woke up anyway, which wasn't, or all of the time until I started to prepare for this video. I was working on the shopping for this replacement for the watch. And I've ordered another kind of watch too, which is much more expensive, because I thought I needed another watch that was a high quality watch. So I ordered one of those higher quality. It's a Japanese movement again. I'll get into the details hopefully later when we know more about what actually arrives, and so on, and what I can show you. This is, I need to have some reliable movements. I got a watch winder yesterday, I think it was. I first used it. I think it was yesterday. It rotates to wind the automatic watches, and so I've got watches that it will wind watches for 3 hours, and then it will stop for 8 hours if that's what you want, or 9 hours, I guess it is, or you can have it wind intermittently through the day. But if you do 3 hours, then you can put your next set in, wind those, and then put your next set in. If you have more than two watches, you can wind your watches that way, rather than using the hand winding. And I will probably use both. I enjoy hand winding. I enjoy winding by hand my watches. I enjoy winding my watches by hand is the proper sequence of those words in English. All the days of the afflicted one are bad. See, it's very difficult when you're suffering because you have a broken watch, right? I mean, that's something I thought I had. I didn't have it, so I had to replace it. But even though I replaced it with another watch, which is actually coming from Japan, Jehovah willing. But the other thing is, so that will be interesting. I mean, it's got a Japanese movement as well as a Japanese case. But the other one is coming from Europe. And it was to replace Rolex. I really want the day. I realized after I ordered the other one, even though it's a wonderful watch, it doesn't have that feature that I want, which is the day of the week. So today's study, Exodus 22. This is the law of Moses, again, a continuation from the Ten Commandments and the laws that came just after that in Exodus chapter 21, the follow-up, or the additional commandments to the Ten Commandments in chapter 21, and now 22. In case a man should steal a bull or a sheep and he does slaughter it or sell it, he is to compensate with five of the herd for the bull and four of the flock for the sheep. If a thief should be found in the act of breaking in, and he does get struck and die, there is no blood guilt for him. If the sun has shone forth upon him, there is blood guilt for him. He is to make compensation without fail. If he has nothing, then he must be sold for the things he stole. If there should be unmistakably found in his hand what was stolen, from bull to ass and to sheep alive, he is to make double compensation. If a man causes a field or a vineyard to be grazed over, and he does send out his beasts of burden and cause a consuming in another field, he is to make compensation with the best of his own field or with the best of his own vineyard. In case a fire should spread out and it does catch thorns and sheaves or standing grain or a field gets consumed, the one who started the fire is to make compensation without fail for what was burned. In case a man should give his fellow money or articles to keep and it gets stolen from the man's house, if the thief should be found, he is to make double compensation. If the thief should not be found, then the owner of the house must be brought near to the true God to see whether he did not put his hand upon the goods of his fellow. As regards any case of transgression concerning a bull, an ass, a sheep, a garment, anything lost of which he may say, this is it, the case of them both is to come to the true God. The one whom God will pronounce wicked is to make double compensation to his fellow. In case a man should give his fellow an ass or a bull or sheep or any domestic animal to keep, and it does die or get maimed or gets led off while nobody is looking, an oath by Jehovah is to take place between them both that he did not put his hand on the goods of his fellow, and their owner must accept it, and the other is not to make compensation. But if they should for a fact be stolen from him, he is to make compensation to their owner. If it should for a fact be torn by a wild beast, he is to bring it as evidence. For something torn by a wild beast, he is not to make compensation. But in case anybody should ask for something of his fellow, and it does get maimed or die, while its owner is not with it, he is to make compensation without fail. If its owner is with it, he is not to make compensation. If it is hired, it must come in its hire. Now, in case a man seduces a virgin who is not engaged and he actually lies down with her, he is to obtain her without fail as his wife for the purchase price. If her father flatly refuses to give her to him, he is to pay over the money at the rate of purchase money for virgins. You must not preserve a sorceress alive. Anyone lying down with a beast is positively to be put to death. One who sacrifices to any gods but Jehovah alone is to be devoted to destruction. And you must not maltreat an alien resident or oppress him, for you people became alien residents in the land of Egypt. You people must not afflict any widow or fatherless boy. If you should afflict him at all, then if he cries out to me at all, I shall unfailingly hear his outcry, and my anger will indeed blaze, and I shall certainly kill you with the sword, and your wives must become widows, and your sons fatherless boys. If you should lend money to my people, to the afflicted alongside you, you must not become like a usurer to him. You must not lay interest upon him. If you should at all seize the garment of your fellow as a pledge, you are to return it to him at the setting of the sun, for it is his only covering. It is his mantle for his skin. In what will he lie down? And it must occur that he will cry out to me, and I shall certainly hear, because I am gracious. You must not call down evil upon God, nor curse a chieftain among your people. Your full produce and the overflow of your press, you must not give hesitantly. The firstborn of your sons you are to give to me. The way you are to do with your bull and your sheep is this. 7 days it will continue with its mother. On the eighth day you are to give it to me. And you should prove yourselves holy men to me. And you must not eat flesh in the field that is something torn by a wild beast. You should throw it to the dogs. That's Exodus 22. And now, little children, Luke chapter 13. Jehovah willing, at that very season, there were certain ones present that reported to him about the Galileans whose blood Pilate had mixed with their sacrifices. So in reply he said to them, "Do you imagine that these Galileans were proved worse sinners than all other Galileans because they have suffered these things? No, indeed, I tell you. But unless you repent, you will all likewise be destroyed. Or those 18 upon whom the tower in Siloam fell, thereby killing them. Do you imagine that they were proved greater debtors than all other men inhabiting Jerusalem? No, indeed, I tell you. But unless you repent, you will all be destroyed in the same way." Then he went on to tell this illustration. A certain man had a fig tree planted in his vineyard, and he came looking for fruit on it, but found none. Then he said to the vine dresser, "Here, it is 3 years that I have come looking for fruit on this fig tree, but have found none. Cut it down. Why really should it keep the ground useless?" In reply, he said to him, "Master, let it alone also this year until I dig around it and put on manure. And if then it produces fruit in the future, well and good. But if not, you shall cut it down." Now he was teaching in one of the synagogues on the Sabbath, and look, a woman with a spirit of weakness for 18 years, and she was bent double and was unable to raise herself up at all. When he saw her, Jesus addressed her and said to her, "Woman, you are released from your weakness." And he laid his hands on her, and instantly she straightened up and began to glorify God. But in response, the presiding officer of the synagogue, indignant because Jesus did the cure on the Sabbath, began to say to the crowd, "There are 6 days on which work ought to be done. On them, therefore, come and be cured, and not on the Sabbath day." However, the Lord answered him and said, "Hypocrites! Does not each one of you on the Sabbath untie his bull or his ass from the stall and lead it away to give it a drink? Was it not due then for this woman who is a daughter of Abraham and whom Satan held bound, look, 18 years, to be loosed from this bond on the Sabbath day? Well, when he said these things, all his opposers began to feel shame, but all the crowd began to rejoice at all the glorious things done by him. Therefore he went on to say, what is the kingdom of God like? And with what shall I compare it? It is like a mustard grain that a man took and put in his garden, and it grew and became a tree, and the birds of heaven took up lodging in its branches. And again he said, with what shall I compare the kingdom of God? It is like leaven which a woman took and hid in 3 large measures of flour until the whole mass was fermented. And he journeyed through from city to city and from village to village, teaching and continuing on his journey to Jerusalem. Now a certain man said to him, Lord, are those who are being saved few? He said to them, exert yourselves vigorously to get in through the narrow door, because many, I tell you, will seek to get in, but will not be able when once the householder has got up and locked the door. And you start to stand outside and to knock at the door, saying, Sir, open to us. But in answer he will say to you, I do not know where you are from. Then you will start saying, we ate and drank in front of you, and you taught in our broad ways. But he will speak and say to you, I do not know where you are from. Get away from me, all you workers of unrighteousness. There is where your weeping and the gnashing of your teeth will be, when you see Abraham and Isaac and Jacob and all the prophets in the kingdom of God, but yourselves thrown outside. Furthermore, people will come from eastern parts and western, from north and south, and will recline at the table in the kingdom of God. And look, there are those last who will be first, and there are those first who will be last. In that very hour, certain Pharisees came up saying to him, get out and be on your way from here, because Herod wants to kill you. And he said to them, go and tell that fox, look, I am casting out demons and accomplishing healing today and tomorrow, and the third day I shall be finished. Nevertheless, I must go on my way today and tomorrow and the following day, because it is not admissible for a prophet to be destroyed outside of Jerusalem. Jerusalem, Jerusalem, the killer of the prophets and stoner of those sent forth to her. How often I wanted to gather your children together in the manner that a hen gathers her brood of chicks under her wings, but you people did not want it. Look, your house is abandoned to you. I tell you, you will by no means see me until you say, blessed is he that comes in Jehovah's name. That was Luke chapter 13. And that's the conclusion of our study for today. Trying to keep it brief. As always, it is a great pleasure to and a privilege to share the Word of God with you, little children. I love you all very much. It is, once again, May 13th, 2023. It's 16:11 hours. Praise Jehovah. Seek first the kingdom and God's righteousness, and all these other things will be added to you. And remember the prophet Jesus. We have with us today, on my behalf, Willie and Moppy saying bye for now.